With what's news from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Uber's latest valuation puts the company's worth at $120 billion.
Things could change up until the IPO, but it's a very bullish sign for the company that this figure is even being discussed, a figure of this magnitude, $120 billion.
Wall Street Journal reporter Maureen Farrell has the details. But first, here are some top stories. The backlash against Saudi Arabia over alleged involvement in the possible murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi could hurt U.S. startups. The kingdom is the largest single investor for U.S. startups, including Uber and WeWork. The kingdom's crown prince has directed at least $11 billion into U.S. startups for more than 2 years. As questions continue over Khashoggi's disappearance, U.S. executives and investors have pulled out of Saudi Arabia's premier business conference and suspended projects there. A federal judge has approved settlements between Tesla, its chief executive Elon Musk, and the Securities and Exchange Commission. Musk and Tesla will each pay $20 million to settle civil charges, and Musk will step down as the company's chairman. The charges came after Musk tweeted in August that he'd secured funding to take Tesla private. Goldman Sachs is the latest of the big banks to report a double-digit profit increase in the third quarter. Near-record merger fees and a boom in stock underwriting boosted earnings 19%. The nation's largest banks posted profits that exceeded analysts' expectations in their most recent quarter, with the exception of Wells Fargo. Johnson & Johnson has raised its full-year profit forecast after reporting higher revenue and sales in the third quarter. The company saw growth in its pharmaceutical sales, including of its cancer drugs. That helped make up for lower sales in consumer products and medical devices. Still to come, Uber's valuation nearly doubles. Uber's valuation has nearly doubled, according to Wall Street banks that value the company at as much as $120 billion as it prepares for a possible IPO early next year. Joining us now via Skype with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Maureen Farrell. Maureen, let's take a quick step back to Uber's previous valuation. Does this new valuation come as a big surprise?
It does to a certain extent. I mean, more than a year ago, there were questions of whether Uber could even get its valuation, which was a little more than half of the $120 billion number we're reporting, whether it would be public market investors would be willing to give it that. I mean, now the fact that bankers are estimating that it could be worth $120 billion is, to a certain extent, very somewhat surprising. Though, to be fair, a lot could change between these estimates and when they ultimately price their IPO, including market conditions, including their own numbers. But it is a pretty bullish sign for the company and for what, for private market investors as well.
What can you tell us about Uber's latest plans for the IPO? This is expected at this point sometime early next year. Any other details about Uber's expectations for profitability?
Profitability is unclear, and it doesn't seem like that's anytime soon from what they've been saying necessarily. You know, they've been very much in growth mode. But as far as their IPO plans, their new CEO has been saying for a while that they would plan to go public in the second half of 2019. So this seems to be, you know, a hastening of it to a certain extent. And we don't, you know, they're still weighing the possibilities right now. But the fact that they would look to do it in the first half is quicker than people expected, though it was widely known that it would be in 2019 at some point. Their investors had sort of put some terms in that would push them out into the public markets before the year was through, where they'd face the possibility, you know, some negative consequences from it, that their shares could be sold by private investors kind of freely.
Maureen, Uber has also seen a series of scandals in recent months, claims of sexual harassment, allegations of stealing trade secrets from Alphabet, Google's parent company, as well as ongoing disputes with its drivers over compensation. Are these scandals complicating the company's IPO process?
I mean, they've complicated it so far already in that there had been a lot of turnover in the upper ranks. I mean, we saw their CEO and founder, Travis Kalanick, leave. We saw a lot of senior executives leave. But to a certain extent, it feels like it's been a lot more stable since their new CEO took over. They've recently brought in a CFO. You know, after a lot of scandals and turmoil, as you said, that really dominated headlines. It seemed like it dominated really day-to-day life at Uber and, you know, raised so many questions among their investors. It's been kind of quiet in that front. And, you know, no doubt there's a lot that they still have to work through. But to some extent, some things look like they're in the background now and they're sort of moving on to the next phase of the company.
And what about competition from other ride-hailing companies like Lyft, which is also preparing for a possible IPO?
Competition is still fierce. It's still heated. But it'll be interesting. I mean, I guess the competition now is also going to be the race to the public markets, because Lyft has been sort of taking concrete steps. We're reporting that they hired a team of underwriters, which is kind of the next step to move towards an IPO. They seem to be looking at March or April next year, though it's somewhat fluid. So it'll be interesting who goes there first and what that means for their valuation. There had been some chatter that Lyft was trying to get out before Uber, you know, because it's a lot smaller than Uber. But now with Uber hastening its time frame, I've heard two different stories. Like, maybe Lyft would want to get out there first. You get to tell your story your own way. If you do that, investors will be watching you. But on the flip side for Uber, one argument I've heard is that if Lyft goes out and it does well, it's like creates a pretty solid baseline should that all happen for when Uber goes, and public investors will have had a chance to digest a company like this. Because there's not a really clear comp to either of these companies right now, which if Lyft goes first, there would be. And, you know, and Uber would obviously hope that they would do well, and, you know, that could be whatever they're receiving in the public markets. They would get a multiple of that for their size and their growth potential, which is much more global. Though obviously there are other risk factors too that investors would be weighing.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Maureen Farrell joining us via Skype to talk about Uber's new valuation and the latest on its possible IPO next year. Thanks so much, Maureen.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.